Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of medication review for comprehensive counseling in corporation. There are only 7 patients, and all these patients were seen by doxy. So please make a note of that. Patient date of evaluation is June 16, 2025. The first patient is Nylon Junior Denise. Date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective is accurate. Object data. Dennis is 69-year-old. Caucasian male living with his wife. Reported that he is doing good. No significant change in his health or in his behavior. He has been seeing his therapist 2 times a month. He's taking all his medication. Recently seen by his primary care physician, who described that he has to work on his diet and the weight because he gained more than 200 pounds of weight, which I agreed he can. It was also educated about the medication that Depakote also increases weight. Therefore, he has to avoid certain food and take good care of his hygiene. Period. It was also reported that since it is winter time, he is not going out, and that could be reason that he is not able to do some exercise. But right now the weather is good. He has to start walking and going out with his wife. Patient has been on trazodone 50 milligram at bedtime, divaloprex 500 milligrams 2 times a day. Bupropion 300 milligram for 24 hours, which is an Excel form, and Cymbalta 30 milligram daily. He described medication is working good, and he does not have any concern or any problem with the medication. He was alert, oriented, had good eye contact. His mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought process organized. There was no suicidal, homicidal ideation, no auditory visual hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, stable, hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis, plan continue with the supportive plan. A 30-day supply was ordered. Encourage diet and exercise to work on his weight, to which he agreed. Follow-up appointment was given 30 days. Next patient is Van Cleve Leslie. Date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Evaluation is 6/16/2025, subjective agita. Leslie described that he has been doing great, no problem with the medication. He has been taking all his medication, getting along with his wife. He denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion, denies any depression, anxiety, any mood changes. His behavior is in control, period. He also described that he's taking Seroquel 100 milligrams 2 times a day, Seroquel 400 milligrams at bedtime, and Depakote 500 milligrams twice a day. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear. His wife was also sitting by the side, as he also reported that most of the time he's doing good, and sometime he has issue which is normal. But he described that his involuntary tremors is not exaggerated, and medication is working good. Period. Risk benefit side effect I explained. His wife reported that Seroquel 400 milligram has plenty of tablet, does not need any refill prescription. Therefore, Seroquel 100 milligrams twice a day, and Divaloprex 500 milligrams twice a day. 30 day supply was ordered. A follow up appointment given in 30 days. Increase diet and exercise, prognosis guarded, end of dictation. Next relation is Duncan Teresa, Duncan Teresa. Date of birth is 11/23/1968. Telephone number is 313-258-3284. Subjective agita. Teresa is a 56-year-old single African-American female has been following her schizophrenia. She described medication is working good. She denies any hallucination, paranoid delusion, any mood swings. Medication has been compliance with the medication. She has been taking flufenazine 1 milligram at bedtime, Benadryl 25 milligram daily period. She described since she's taking medication, he's doing very well, working at home, also going to the work program. Recently, she was seen by a family care physician who described that she has fatty liver. She wanted to know whether this medication can cause this problem. I explained further. Generally, it is not, but again, if her primary care physician recommending something, I will change the medication. To which she agreed. She was alert, oriented, mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment, schizophrenia chronic, symptomatically stable, a prescription for Benadryl 25 milligram at bedtime and flufenazine 1 milligram, a 30-day supply was ordered, risk benefit side effect was explained, follow appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next location is on Murphy Smith, Wendy, date of birth is 8/22/1962, telephone number is 586-519-2244. Wendy is a 62-year-old married Caucasian female. She has been treatment for bipolar disorder. Currently, her husband has been some medical issues for which he has to go for surgery. She described that she is the only one who's supporting peer and getting along well with her husband. Patient has been on Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram, 24 hour, and aripiprazole 15 milligram daily. She described medication has been helping her. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Judgment sight is improves. I further explain that since she is consistent with the compliance, she develops stability, to which she agreed. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment bipolar mood disorder is stable. Continue with the supportive care. 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation. Next relation is on Gardner David. Date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Subjective agita. David is a 47-year-old married Caucasian male, father of two kids. Described that he has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good. Currently in a real estate business and he's happy with his progress. And described that he's most of the time he work from home, but generally go to see the houses. And he's working with his friend. Patient has been on Seroquel 25 milligram at bedtime. 200 milligram, 25 in the morning, XR 200 milligram in bedtime, flufenazine 5 milligram at bedtime, cogentin 1 milligram daily, and seroquel 200 milligram at bedtime. He described medication is working fairly well. He denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings. There is no medical issues. Yet recently he has a blood test and seen by primary care physician who described that he has been doing good. Yet, I further discuss since he's taking Seroquel, he has to keep an eye on his cholesterol and also work on his weight and diet. He described he's always watchful for his weight. He's doing exercise and try to be active in life. I appreciate his compliance. He was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment bipolar mood disorder mixed, schizoaffective disorder. Plan, continue with the current plan. 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. Since he is not taking clonopin regularly, therefore I will discontinue the medication. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation. Next relation is Frances Gaye, G-A-Y-E. Her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Frances is a 49-year-old, single, married African-American female, who has been who has been living in an apartment. She described she does not want to live with her husband or with her father. She described she is recently having a miscarriage of 6 weeks pregnancy, and since last month she started on Abilify 15 milligram daily. She described the medication is helping her. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. She looks calm, quiet, relaxed, appropriate. She describes she is working in a nursing home, but she does not want to give any whereabout. She wanted to have any vitamin pills, which I given last time, Theragun, one capsule daily. We had assessment, schizoaffective disorder. As per, she looks stable, a patient also feeling good, and has been compliant with the medication. A prescription for Abilify 15 milligram daily and Theragun 1 capsule daily for 30 days is given. A follow-up admin was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation. Next solution on Bozin Nivenica, B-O-Z-I-N Nivenica, N-E-V-N-K. Her date of birth is 4-2-1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Subjective agita. Nivenika is a 76-year-old married Caucasian female. Recently, she has visited Europe to visit her family. She described her visit over there was very good. She meet the close friends, family members, and has been feeling very comfortable. She is described, she is always taking medication. She is denying any depression, anxiety, any mood swings, denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts. She has been taking Cymbalta 20 milligram daily and Clonopin 0.5 milligram at BID. PSC describes she always takes 0.25 milligram twice a day. Patient has been feeling much better. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. She compliance with the medication. She denies any side effect of the medications. She is getting along well with her husband and also taking care of her grandson. Her son is living nearby. Yet, patient was in a good mood, pleasant effect. No suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion, or denies any panic attack. Assess major depressive disorder, decrease in anxiety and panic attack. Continue with the supportive plan. A 30-day supply was ordered. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation. Then my doctor is talking. Bye. This is the end of dictation. Thank you very much for transcribing the report, and maybe next time I will give you more. Bye-bye.